a prayer. Help us, dear Lord, as we look at your word to understand it, take it in, and obey it. For Jesus' sake. Amen. We've been studying Zechariah, a prophet. And I think you've had some in-depth sermons on it, so you know all about it. So I won't go repeating all that you've had. But let me first turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and just read a few verses there. Do you remember this is the road to Emmaus, two disciples walking back home after being in Jerusalem, and they were saying to somebody who came alongside, don't you know what's been happening? And Jesus said in verse 25, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things, and then enter his glory? And listen to this. And beginning with Moses, Genesis, and all the prophets, including Zechariah and Isaiah, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Unfortunately, we don't have a record of that talk. It would have been wonderful to have it, Bible study. But let me just think what he might have been talking about when he said in all the scriptures about himself. Let me start with Genesis, chapter 22. This was the story of Abraham and Isaac, when God said to Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, take him up the mountain, and offer him as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed, do you remember? He saddled the donkey, took the wood, went up the mountain, and the fire, which he had to carry, went up the mountain to offer his son as a sacrifice. But you know what happened. God said, no, 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 don't do it. Don't do it. I can see that you've got enough faith to obey me. So, in chapter 22 of Genesis, it says, the fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Good question, wasn't it? Abraham answered, God himself will provide. Will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. My son, sorry. And the two of them went on together. God himself will provide. And you know what happened? Because Abraham looked up, and there he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So that could be something that was in that sermon. We don't know, on the road to Emmaus. But here's another one. Isaiah 53. When the prophet Isaiah, because it said in all the scriptures, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. 53 verse 4. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. Chapter 53 of Isaiah. And then, of course, you've been studying Zechariah. And today you've read chapter 12. And here are two verses that specifically point to what Jesus did on the cross. And I will pour out on the house of David. This is, Zechariah 12, verse 10. Pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one whom they pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child. And then through to chapter 13, verse 1. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from their sin and impurity. Surely that talks about Jesus. cleansing of our sins in the blood of Jesus. A lot of the hymns talk about that. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for dying for me. The lamb that was slaughtered instead of me, in order that my sins can be forgiven. Here ends the sermon. Short and sweet. But isn't that lovely? In all the scriptures, he showed them about himself. So don't ever despise the Old Testament. That was Jesus' Bible, wasn't it? You have the New Testament. Only have the Old. That was Jesus' Bible. Don't ever despise it. But find there, look for it, the words about Jesus, and you'll find them. Genesis 22, Isaiah 53, and Zechariah 12 and 13. And many other passages in the Old Testament speak about Jesus. Thank you.